and they taper and come to a head alongside of a coupling pole. And the coupling pole is generally a 2x4, about 10 feet long, and a big hole in the front of it, and goes slide back through the two back bolsters, no, hounds, mm-hmm. and then back to the back bolster and axle.
How about on a buggy? Is it we call it a tongue on a buggy too?
Huh?
On a buggy, would it be a tongue?
Well, the buggy has a tongue, yes.
What other kinds of things on a buggy?
Huh?
What other kinds of equipment on a buggy?
Well, they if you have two horses, they have a tongue to them. Mm-hmm. If you have a one-horse buggy, they have two shafts that guide the front axle. Yes, the front axle.
Shafts, uh-huh.
And it has a fifth wheel, and it has a coupling pole, and it has generally iron hounds to lead the back ones. It had no hounds in front, but a center wheel.
Do you have, on a one-horse rig, anything different from a two-horse?
Huh?
On a one-horse rig, is there some kind of piece of equipment?
Well, there's the same kind of a swivel.
Call that a swingle
the,
tree?
The center part is the same as in the one horse buggy, but the one horse buggy has to have two shafts.
Mm-hmm. How about something called a tree? Something tree? Do you have
huh?
Is there something called a tree? Some kind of a tree on this?
A screw?
A tree. Something tree. I don't know what they call it. Is it a single tree or a whiffle tree?
Well, no, that's on the two horse single trees and a double tree. And that's for two horses.
But single trees for two horses?
Double
trees for two horses.
The double tree is for two horses. The one horse has a single tree in it, just one. But two horses got to have two single trees and a double tree.
And
every horse has to pull his own share.
Oh, they call that a double tree. I see. It's a double tree that some people call it an evener or something.
It has two single trees on it.
That's not the same as an evener. You have an evener, something that keeps it even?
Well, yes, it has a double tree.
That's a double tree.
A double tree. That's a double tree to handle the two single trees.
Makes it even. I get it. You say pull his own weight. Yeah, you did say that. That's right.
Yeah.
You might, if you're taking wood from one place to another place on a wagon, you might say you're doing what to the wood? You have a wagon load of wood, you're going from one town to another, you say you're doing what to the wood? Say carting it or hauling it or
a what?
If you have a wagon load of wood and you're going from one place to another, somebody says, "What are you doing?" You say, "Well, I'm
hauling wood,
okay.
Or corn or whatever he's hauling."
Okay, and the thing that breaks up the ground when first in the spring,
the
you
plow.
And
there's all kind of them. I had a steam plow.
Steam plow, huh?
It had 10 plows on it.
Oh my. What do you call a
14 inch plow. I called it a steam plow.
What about the thing that goes over the ground after the plow then?
Harrow. Well, there's different things you can put a drag on. And
is the drag different?
Yes.
What's
a drag or a disc.
What's the difference between a harrow and a drag?
A harrow and a drag? Well, I'll tell you, a drag, we used to make them out of a split log. Well, a split, not a big log, but a small, and you know, a tree.